Looking for work, better pay, better work environment? We can help. Call Kelly Jobs today at 502-425-7131 to speak with a recruiter today. Score a better job with us. Call 502-425-7131 or visit kellyjobs.com. That's kellyjobs.com.
UPS is hiring Daysort warehouse workers in our Louisville, Kentucky hub. Our warehouses are team settings where everyone truly has each other's backs, and we work together to deliver what matters to customers and communities. We're paying $20 an hour and offer great benefits, including up to $25,000 in tuition assistance. Eligibility begins the day you're hired. Shift your future, shift your team, shift your life. Visit upsjobs.com to apply. That's upsjobs.com. Make the shift, make a difference.
Welcome back. Welcome back to Middays with Marcus Maven. Steve Rummage here. Nikki B in the booth.
It is Friday.
It is Friday.
So
We did it.
Thanks to George and the Bare Notes team for bringing potlatch to the ESPN Louisville studios. Bare Notes has you covered for the big games this weekend. Celebrating 45 years of Louisville-style pizza. Carry out delivery or dine in 14 area locations in Metro Louisville and Southern Indiana. Also, be sure to get the $25 gift card for just $20 now through December 23rd. And today is the last day to bring by unopened gifts by any Metro area Bare Notes to support
Pizza
the
Day!
Thank you. I mean, I guess if it had been a Jimmy V read,
oh, really?
We wouldn't have got the Pizza Day right in the middle of it, would we?
Pizza Day!
I was literally terrible timing.
No, just kidding.
Reread all that, please. I'm sorry.
And today is the last day to bring your unopened toy to any Metro area Bare Notes to support the Childhood Cancer Family Fund at St. Jude Hospital. Thank you.
Very cool stuff. Seriously, they're all amazing. Kidding aside.
Yeah, I know. It was funny, but you wouldn't have done it if it had been that. Okay, so we're coming back from break. We're chatting a little bit. Obviously, a lot of football today. I think a lot of people with bowl games this weekend, and just the state of basketball, I know, plays into it too. But, man, I do have to give a ton of credit. You have to give a ton of credit, man. And just, I mean, with this class and where it could end up. And another place I give them credit, and this can kind of, this is the where I think it bleeds a little bit into basketball. I feel as though in the transfer portal, I'm like, we're going to get what we need. Yeah, right. Like, I do. I feel like at this point, I trust the staff enough. I trust the recruiting. And I think this is what people do want to see on the basketball side, I believe, is – in the portal, like, I don't even really worry. I see all these quarterbacks. I see all these receivers. I see the linemen. I see, you know, all the different positions, and I go, that we need, and I say, hey, they'll get what they need. Like, I don't worry about it. I'm more worried, like, hey, let's go ahead, let's finish up this class. Again, if you're just tuning in, Jordan Church decommitted. Not one I would so much worry about. I mean, you know, sometimes when a kid decommits, it's not always just the kid's choice. So, like, just one of your lower-rated recruits. So, you know, it was at IMG Academy, though. So I will say now that when people are like, you don't start, like, it was at IMG. Like, there's some good players there. But, yeah, I don't think that that's a worry of things to come, which honestly I'm not worried about much of, really, any of them outside of DeAndre Moore. I mean, that one still, I feel like you needed to recruit him again, but he was here last, or what, 2 weeks ago against, I think it was, yeah, NC State, or in that weekend,
but so. You're right, that's the one that you're a little
But I have to give him credit I mean, where it's due to say, hey, they've locked up or you know, they're in the process of, if they lock up this class and add some pieces to it, which sounds like they're going to. So they add a few pieces to it, and then you go, okay, look, I trust y'all in the portal, man. Go in the portal. Go get me a quarterback. Go get me a lineman. Go get me what I need. And the portal will heat up right now. The portal will heat up again once your bowl games are over. You'll have more people, you know, going out after the bowl game. Oh, look, behind you, of course. Oh, Jimmy V.
Yeah.
His ears must have been burning.
Have you heard that speech before? It's a pretty good speech, Steve.
What?
It's a pretty good speech.
Who?
Oh, Uncle Jim.
He did a speech?
He did. It's pretty, it might move you.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Quick story, by the way. Yeah.
No, it's one of the best.
I know.
I have a picture with a quote from it with my family hanging up in my house.
I mean, well, yeah. That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
But no, all yuck yucks aside, yeah, V.org or KFOV.org if you want to.
This is Jimmy V Week, right?
This is Jimmy V Week. It's V Week, yeah. So a million great charities to give, especially during the holidays. By the way, did you see that Sunday they're going to be doing a teddy bear toss?
I did.
That's going to be a lot of fun. I think that got started, or at least it got made famous by, there's some major junior, you have to understand, in Canada, mm-hmm. major junior hockey is like Texas football. Like okay. they'll draw thousands to these games.
Okay.
So it's a full arena, and they do one, and it is, I mean, literally like 10,000 teddy bears get thrown. I mean, they are, it's just, it's in between periods, and it takes about 20 minutes for them to clean up all the bears and everything like that. So I'm excited to see how it's going to be at the Yum Center. I think that's a lot of fun. And talking about helping out locally and everything.
That's awesome.
Very, very cool.
That is very cool. By the way, On3 put out their two sirens. New 2023 Jordan Church is decommitted from Louisville with the big picture. And look, it says decommits from Louisville. The picture, like... newly ranked 5-star Jordan Church decommits.
Our first ever 6-star recruit.
Yeah.
It's like Dave Meltzer just throwing stars at him.
They're like, look. And look, they even put the, like I said, they even put the little sirens like, woo, woo, woo. Louisville's lowest ranked recruit has decommitted from the class as it all starts to fall apart.
Just start attaching, you know, gifts to people like celebrating and everything.
Yes. Like, I mean, literally little sirens. They're just like woo, woo.
There's two of them too. I like how it's like bookending it.
It's like, look at this. Look at this. Church is the number 1,022 overall recruit in the 2023 cycle, according to On3. He's currently an On3 NIL evaluation of $6,000. His decommitment leaves. Are you ready for this? His decommitment leaves the 2023 recruiting class with just 14 pledges. God. It's a joke. Anyways.
Now, if that happens to DeAndre Moore, we might actually be playing that.
Yes, yes, yeah. Well, I mean,
No disrespect to Jordan Church, all kidding aside. Well, I mean. Do your thing, homie. But.
And if you lost DeAndre Moore, that's not like. You would have to go into signing day for me, and Moore goes, Aaron Williams goes, you know. Stanquan Clark all of a sudden stays in Miami. Reuben Bain commits to Miami, you know, and then you go, okay, this we crapped the bed here. Like, you know, then it's like, okay, that's not good.
Yeah.
Now we've lost.
That's the office Steve Carell. Oh, my God, it's happening.
Yeah, which is, and even then, it's still, God, I still got the number one running back in the country. It's still kind of a big deal. Right? Like, but, you know, that's where I would call, okay, I'm disappointed with this. I don't think that's what's going to happen on signing day. I think it's going to be a happier day than it is a. But I will feel much better when those letters, when that fax machine's like.
Yeah.
Like,
okay. What day is that?
I believe actually? It's the 21st.
It is the 21st.
I'm pretty sure it's the 21st. Right, before... It's going to be the first signing day in a while that I'm going to wake up early. Like, I'm watching. Like, I want the tracker. Like, I wish the football team would let me sit there and just wait with them. I would just feel so much better about the about seeing these things come in. But I think they're going to close. I do. I think they're going to close.
Closers.
They've held them this long, and I believe the staff will close. We need to be worried about Williams visiting Oregon and Michigan. I mean, yeah, I never feel comfortable that one of my higher ranked recruits are visiting Florida, Michigan, and Oregon. God, I've put him in the whole SEC.
I was gonna say, was like, basically had him covered most of the south of America. Yeah, that was pretty good.
He's visiting everywhere in America.
Throwing a couple Pac-12 schools or Big 12 schools. I mean,
gosh, somebody says, yeah, the 21st is the deadline to finish sign up for classes, so it would make sense. Okay, cool. That's what I thought. That was the day. I thought somebody said it was Coach Satterfield's birthday too.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Let's wish him a happy birthday and get on the mixtape.
Hang on, dude. When signing day? Not today.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, that's good. I hadn't done my vocal warm-ups anyway. So.
Well, I'll wish him a happy birthday after signing day.
After the bowl game?
No, I'm not doing that with him. Like, to me, the bowl game is not like...
I disagree. I'm not saying it's of utmost importance.
Yeah.
But
I'm not firing him over the bowl. Like, I'm not either. Getting in
I'm
an
not
uproar
either. But I'm saying
if they lose the bowl game.
They like, win that, they win it, they go 8-5, and then you can at least say all of you people at the beginning of the year that were throwing out numbers and
I'll listen to that. Because I was a little more defensive on the like, are you asking, are we going to call for his job if he loses the bowl game?
No.
Okay,
no,
I was he's here. Because, and you're missing, you already know you're missing majority of your running backs. You're going to have two running backs. You know, is Malik going to play or not? I have no info on this.
I hope he does.
I think he probably won't.
Really?
I don't know. I mean, he didn't play. He played a couple series against Kentucky and got hurt again. Like,
I forgot about the tackle and the shoulder.
He'll play. Yeah. I could be wrong on that, but you're going to be missing some dudes. I mean, will Yasir Abdullah play? I don't know. Will Yaya Diaby play? I don't know. I don't know that they should.
No, I don't fault them. I don't fault them at all for not wanting
to. I mean, what about a guy like Tyler Hudson? Does Tyler Hudson play? I don't know.
Junior, I don't think he's gonna leave for the draft this year, though, right?
Oh, he absolutely can.
He can, but is he going to?
I think there's a very good shot. I think the only way you would get Tyler Hudson back next year is if you come up with a major NIL deal that makes it beneficial for him to come back. Yeah, he's gone. Yeah, no, absolutely. I mean, I think that would be huge. That would be a big issue of what you're talking about earlier. Like, bring Tyler Hudson back. Now I've got DeAndre Moore, Tyler Hudson, Amari Huggins-Bruce, Chris Bell. Somebody brought up Chance Morrow. I think he's a good player on the thing. You know,
Wiggins comes back.
D. Wiggins will be back. I mean, that's depth. Now I go in the portal. I get one more stud receiver. I'm like, I'm good.
Right.
Yeah. Somebody says, no way Clark plays. I tend to agree. Like, I have no info on that at all. But I'm like, so I'm not going to kill him for losing in the bowl game.
I'm not either. Not either, but it also depends on the opponent. I mean, if you're playing Cincinnati, they don't have a head coach. Now, you can say that they're going to all rally around him and everything like that, but I don't know. I want them to win it just so, first off, winning season, not 7-7.
Now, I agree. There is something to gain from winning.
And then if they do win 8-5, and everyone, I agree 100% with Drew's statement of there's different types of 7-5. There's different flavors of 7-5 or wherever they
Well, you're gonna have a winning season regardless.
Yeah, no, sorry, I'm bad at math.
Okay,
bad at math.
No,
Steve.
I am
sorry.
Too. I'm not making fun of anybody.
No, they're 7-5 right now.
My math is atrocious.
But I do think that, you know, they get to 8-5, then that was
matters.
The number that
it matters. Yeah.
It how you get there, of course, like Drew says, different flavors of 7-5. But at the end of the day, we're just doing like binary 1-0. I mean, he got to 8-5, and that's what a lot of people said the number was in this prove it year. So I feel like at least that's something.
Feel on the text line. It's 7-6, Nick.
I'm so bad at math. I know. I hate everybody.
You're 7-5.
You're 7-12.
Oh, gosh. That was funny.
I just want to win.
Yeah, no. Yeah, but I mean, you are right. Like, I'll say that there is something to be gained from winning. Yes, absolutely. I don't think we're in a place right. Like last year, the way last year ended, and then to go get beat by Air Force, I think it did matter. I think that angered people. Like that re-angered everybody.
Well, it was also the way it happened. I mean, you knew the MO of Air Force was they were a lovely oxymoron that they weren't in the air at all, and then they beat you in the air. But it was really? Yeah,
but here's the thing: they also had the same excuse last year. Like they were missing a lot of guys. And
yeah, but they laid an absolute egg.
But we didn't care because everybody's like, I don't get that same vibe this time.
I don't either.
Like, especially if you get one of those bowl games that are after. But let's say the Fenway Bowl seems to be, just when you talk to people, it seems to be the leader in the clubhouse of where they'll probably get.
Right.
Okay. If you go and lose that game, there'll be a little bit of a stink.
We just never play in Boston again.
Yeah,
That's
know.
Basically it.
You know, you lose to Cincinnati up there or something, and you know, there'll be a little bit of a stink. But two days later, well, here's my math. 3 days later, 4 days later, the 21st.
Less than a week. We'll just say than a week later.
Who's the guy that called in to Ennis's show and was like, yeah, they don't sound like they read very many books?
Oh, yeah.
Talking about us.
And Biscuit, yeah.
It's like, dang, bro. Yeah, thank you, Biscuit. But I was like,
the sad thing is.
But we're proving him right.
I can't remember the last book I actually read, which is some shameful spit. Because I like reading. I just haven't. I can't remember the last one I read.
Yeah.
Like from like beginning to end. I have some book on my night on my buffet where you know all the wine is, but I've just been kind of sitting there and using it as a coaster.
Well, nothing wrong with that.
Can't remember the name of it.
But yeah, I think we're in a different place this year. Where if you did go lose that game, just a few days later, you'll get signing day, and people will be I think people will be very understanding. Now, if you lose that game and signing day fell apart,
oh yeah.
Then, yeah, we're going to have a problem.
We're looking at signing day as a game in and of itself.
Yes, but I really, and I'm not just this. I mean, you guys know I've been pretty critical at times of football over the last few years. I really believe this. Like, so this isn't just me pie in the sky, and I can do that too. But I really believe that this class is, they're going to hold this class together. I mean, they've held this class together for this long. I don't think it's just going to combust here at the end. Like I said, does DeAndre Moore flip? Maybe. Maybe he does.
But Clarkson and Owens.
But those guys stick. You know, Madden Sanker, right. Luke Burgess, those guys stick. You want to keep – I think Stanquan Clark's one. You want to try to keep him, you know. And if you keep him, you probably get Reuben Bain, you know, and then you add another piece. And then you add a guy. I mean, they got the linebacker from Georgia that's most likely going to commit to Louisville here, today? I mean, I think today or tomorrow. So it's like – I really do believe they're going to do that. So that's why I say, like, but on the flip side of it, like you said, go win the bowl game, 8 wins in the column. Now we go have a great, and you beat Cincinnati or something like that. Cool. You go to signing day, you sign it. I think you have a ton of excitement going into football now. And people are ready to go. And next year's schedule, like I said, is sexy as all get out.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, going to Atlanta for the Chick-fil-A thing. Going up to Indy. You've got home games, you know, against Kentucky, against Virginia Tech. You go to Miami. Like, I mean, if you'll allow me again, it is a sexy schedule for fans. So, it's a good storm. Yeah, it's a good storm. Do you want to go ahead and try to get back on track?
Yeah, I was just about to say. Yeah,
okay.
I'm looking at the clock here. Yeah, might as well take a bottom of the hour break. I think that'll be good.
Yeah, because we messed up before. So we'll go ahead and we'll get back on track right here. We'll go ahead and take this break. We'll come back. We'll finish this thing up. I don't know. I had basketball. We can get into that, too.
We got some KP sound. We can touch on Yasir Abdul getting snubbed. I mean,
I have to say, I've enjoyed today. I've enjoyed, and I appreciate. Me too, man. I really appreciate y'all listening on the text line, the phone lines, allowing just to kind of be nerdy today with portal talk, with bowl talk, with signing day talk. Like this, I love this stuff, man. So like, I do appreciate everybody going along for that ride with us today. So it's been fun. So we'll come back. We'll finish up. We'll see what we do.
Absolutely.
Middays with Mark Smaben on 93.9 The Ville. Welcome back. Welcome back to Middays with Marcus Maven on 93.9 The Ville. Steve Ramachere, Nick Valvano on the booth. We're having fun. It's a good day, man. It's been fun.
It is a good day. It's a great day.
Listen, and truthfully, man, it's not just because basketball is down right now. Because like I said, I believe in that. We'll get to that. But like, I love just talking football, man. Just talking football. Talking
there's a lot
roster.
To talk about. That's fun. That's fun.
Because I'm a football guy at heart, man. And that's why I get so nasty when I don't feel like my team is. Somebody said Tyler Hudson's not projected to be drafted. I think he would be an ideal guy to bring back with a new quarterback. Hopefully his second year, great stats. Hopefully many more touchdowns could improve his stock. I totally agree with you. I just think he's going to take a shot. I mean, he's an older guy, so. You know, you put that in perspective. But, Tyler Hudson coming back next year would be a monster.
Oh, that'd be fantastic.
A monster boost.
You get him back, you get D. Wiggins back.
Oh,
hopefully
gosh.
DeAndre Moore.
Huggins Bruce is back. Yeah. I mean, you know, and then if you added a piece like DeAndre Moore, you went and got one guy, like the guy we read earlier, the kid from Idaho State, you know, is a freak or something, or the Chambers kid from FIU. You go get somebody like that, and it's like, man, now Chris Bell's a year better. Now I'm going, man. Quarterback can come
all of a sudden. Yeah.
That's attractive now when I'm bringing in a quarterback and I'm going, well, you know, this is going to be your pieces. That's why I wonder if Louisville, you know, will wait and talk. I mean, I'm sure they won't wait, but, you know, after signing day, you may have more of a hint of who's back, who's not. Now I can, you know, I can bring a quarterback in and go, listen. You're going to have the number one running back in the country behind you. You're going to have Jahar Jordan behind you. You're going to have Maurice Turner. You're going to have, you know, Hudson. You're going to have DeAndre Moore. You're going to have Huggins Bruce. You're going to have Chris Bell. You're going to have Chance Morrow. You're going to have, you know, it's like, okay, boom, 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 boom. We're bringing in a top tight end. You know, we're bringing in these guys. It's like, I know Madden Sanker right now is really going hard on Twitter for a Tennessee tight end transfer. I don't know if he's going to check him out, you know. There's a lot there that, I mean, I think would be really attractive for a quarterback. You know, you look at the offensive line, say, this is what we got, you know. And if I'm a guy like a Brennan Armstrong, like a Phil Jakovic, like a Jeff Sims, like somebody in that range, Hudson Card, you know, somebody like that, I think you go, okay, like that's a spot I can go. I can plug right in, and we can win a lot of games really quick.
Right.
So, yeah, I think that's kind of where I'm at with that. Also, earlier when I was talking about the schedule, I forgot to mention Notre Dame at home.
Oh, God.
That's one of the biggest games, if not the biggest game at home. I totally forgot about that. I was like, oh, yeah, Notre Dame. So, yeah, I mean, there was a lot to unpack there. And, again, we'll know when we're on the air Monday, we'll know where we're going bowling so we can – take that conversation to the next level. Basketball game Sunday, Miami at home, start ACC, new season, brand new season starts. Nothing before us matters.
so it was all just a long exhibition.
Zero, zero, when you go into ACC play, it's just how it is. But they will play. They will play, you know, Miami. So,
want to play some KP sound?
Yeah. Yeah, from last night. Yeah, let's get a little bit, and we'll kind of close it out there with that.
I wasn't sure if you had a preference or anything.
I thought you had something. I was like, oh.
No. I mean, we cut. I'm trying to find which one it was that I really liked.
No, you're fine. You're fine. Go to give me KP1.
KP1? All right. Give me one second.
This is last night with Paul Rogers.
Yep. On the Kenny Payne Show, live from Roosters and heard right here on 93.9 The Bill.
Awesome.
Give it a second.
Sounds
great. Computer's warming up.
Yep. Sounds great.
Very, very frustrating at times. But I have to remember, I'm meeting these kids for the first time. I'm the first time head coach and I'm in their life. And it's only been a few months. And so, for example, we run a play. We run it every day since August. And every time, Mike James is on the right side, Jalen is on the left side. Well, for the first time ever in history that we've been together, they flip-flop it. And I'm like, that's not the play. What are you doing? How could you be in that much of a panic, that much of a rush? But that's what, that lets you know, and this is really important for people to hear, we're not dealing with robots.
Right, for
we're
sure.
Dealing with human beings that they're young and they hadn't formed yet, and mentally they go through challenges and self-doubt and confidence and overconfident, and you know it's just the emotions of the game.
Yeah, I mean everything that they talk about, I mean, kind of sounds the same. It's like it's just a problem. Like I don't know that it'll get better as far as that goes, but. Again, is what you want is, you want them to go into the portal. And it sucks, but you got to kind of wait until then because
right.
There's not much you can do. Now, I will say this. I do think there is something to, like, we are just now kind of seeing the effects of post-Patino, stuff. It's like, and I think we saw the signs coming, but it's like, if I gave you a Lamborghini and the engine sucked, well, you might drive that Lamborghini for 6 months, and then you're going to be like, well, this Lamborghini's done. It
still looks like a Lamborghini on the outside.
Last year, you did kind of notice, like, okay, this is kind of the, like, when they walked Patino out of there, it was like, I guess we all thought, you're like, oh, man, we're just going to suck the next year. It's like, no, you might feel the effects of this a few years down the road.
Right.
And now, I mean.
And, just, I mean, Mac, during the Mac tenure, I know it had ups and downs, but they got to a level that I think everyone, even though it was only a week, but they were the number one team in the country and had a player that's getting significant minutes in Jordan in the NFL, in the NBA. I mean,
sure.
So it didn't seem...
He was a big guy.
Right. It didn't seem like it was off the rails yet. You're right.
There
was enough stuff that you could kind of clamp onto. Be like, it's okay. Like,
absolutely.
But now it's...
Yeah, and here we go. So, I mean, it's what you want. It's just... Here's the part that sucks, man. It's just so early. And there's so much time left between now and March. You're just like, oh, God. But I would feel better, if it was like, okay, well, season's over in January, but you just have such a long time to kind of do this. And I think that's the worst thing about it. Because I don't really think it'd get better necessarily. I mean, when he says things like that, it's like they didn't know the play. It was like, oh God.
Yeah.
Oh God.
And they touched on something else. We don't have to play the soundbite, but the lack of effort, that being something, but also it kind of getting amplified by how much of it is effort, how much of it is getting down just because you're losing so much, and how much of it is actually lack of confidence because the hesitation and everything like that makes it seem like they're really not dialed in or not putting forth a ton of effort, where in actuality, it's paralysis by analysis. There's too much going on between the years that they're almost like gripping the ball too tight, carrying too much, and that's kind of reflective.
I'm going to talk out of both sides of my mouth here because
I do it all the time.
I do think a win would do, like, I think you would see a major difference. Like, not like major, but you know what I'm saying? Like, oh, okay, now, like, they get one, and you're kind of like, okay, now you got something. They got to get one, and I'm not sure where that comes, you know? Like, but, you know, hey, it's the ACC this week.
Yeah.
New season.
Conference play. Yeah. Season begins now. By the way.
0-0.
We have a theory.
Okay.
Jack Grossman came up with this, and the babies are returning.
Yeah. I have a theory as well, so I'm curious to hear yours.
All right. On three, I want you to say who you think it is. No. Okay.
Do we think it's on three?
On four. Well, we'll count to four, because, yeah, no. On three scares us.
Okay.
We'll do on four.
I was like, do we need our sirens?
One, two, three. One, two, three, four. We're all going to say who we think it is.
Okay.
I got the sheriff behind me.
Okay.
I got Jack.
Okay.
And I want you to say it because I want to hear what your thoughts are.
Okay.
All right. The number one choice right now for Baby Gate is one, two, three, four.
Chrissy
Manna.
Yeah.
Louie.
Damn it, Blake. We rehearsed this.
No, yeah.
We think it's Chrissy.
I do, too.
We think it's Chrissy.
I do, too. I thought that yesterday.
She just had a baby, so she would probably have access to a lot of baby shower babies.
And the day after the first women's post-game show, we got babies everywhere again.
Exactly.
And
I thought it was Louie.
And
people think it's me.
She made the mistake yesterday, I believe. She didn't say it once. She didn't say it twice. She said it three times. Wow, those weren't here yesterday.
A little misdirection. Yeah, she was going a little too heavy.
Three times she said, oh, those weren't there yesterday. I was like, Chrissy?
It's Chrissy.
I think it's Chrissy.
Chrissy was the baby bandit the whole time.
Chrissy baby bandit.
Yep. And quite honestly, the only way I'll forgive her is with a bushel of holiday goodies.
Yeah. We need cannolis.
Yeah, cannolis. Cannolis heal just about everything.
Cannolis are the only way this is going to heal. Nick, listen, let's go ahead and go. Let's go and go.
Yeah.
That way you can get going. Yeah. It's Friday. I know. Appreciate again. Thank you all so much, man. Thank everybody. Well, we didn't get to a ton of basketball today. We'll do that Monday. Marcus will be back. We'll break down the Miami game. And
season starts Sunday.
Whatever happens there. But yeah, man, this was fun today.
It was.
Text line,
thanks,
all that. Appreciate y'all. Midday's with Marcus Maven on 93.9 The Ville.
Tired of eating the same homemade meals over and over again? Want to switch it up? Locally owned delivery.com safely brings the restaurants to you. Breakfast, lunch, or dinner, they'll bring it to you. Delivery.com delivers some of the finest restaurants in Metro Louisville. Miss going out to eat but still want to support your favorite restaurants? Delivery.com has got you covered. Use promo code ORDERNOW for $10 off your next order. Sit back, relax. Your meal's on its way. Delivery.com. We bring the restaurants to you.
Injured in a car accident? Visit suedistracteddriver.com.
Tired of jumping from job to job? How about a career in a recession-proof industry where you can make a difference and help create a healthier living and working environment? The pest management industry gives you the opportunity to work with more independence. OPC Pest Services will give you a chance to grow with advancement. Come be a part of our team at OPC Pest Services. Apply online at opcpest.com/careers. That's opcpest.com/careers.